Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Season 7, Episode 2, Episode 272. How is it going?
Good.
You guys know what I have to point out before we move on. I did not realize until I saw the file name that we released episode 7.1 on July 1st, aka 7-1. And that blew my mind. I didn't even notice it like when I uploaded it. It was later when I was clearing off my desktop that I was like, oh, look at this file name. Because, you know, GarageBand automatically like saves it with the date and the time. I was like, wow.
Delayed gratification.
This is amazing.
Pretty cool.
Oh, I need a life.
It's about the little things. You know what? Life is like super tough right now.
Yeah,
like,
we don't have
take
a whole lot.
Joy where we can find it, and like not apologize for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is important. It is important.
I do like though that you know this is 7.2 and it's episode 272, and we'll keep going like that for a while, which is. Always so easy for me. Those even numbered seasons. Those even numbered seasons. I don't know what the hell number we're ever up to. I've got to look at the page before.
I'm just impressed you can keep it all straight. I'm always like, You could just start like making up random numbers. I'd be like, okay, yeah, that's the episode number. Cool.
Sorry for that obnoxious noise in my earbuds, everybody. That was my champagne flute because I made myself a little... champagne, a Prosecco with a splash of cranberry juice tonight. And I just, it's a longer stem than I'm used to drinking on these shows and smacked it into the mic. Apologies. Anyway, everyone.
You just want to show off how fancy you are.
Yeah, I got this at the dollar store. Holler.
Hey, some of our best glassware is from the dollar store.
It's
no
really
shame.
Sturdy. Like, I don't have concerns about this falling like I do some of my other glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like the dollar store... glasses for your everyday use because they do feel a little sturdier, and also you just if they break whatever they were like a dollar
exactly
you could get more there's no emotional
attachment
sentimental attachment to them
yeah anyway how is it going? How was your long weekend, Shandy? Do you have any updates? Amanda, how's Eden doing?
We've now put in offers for 5 houses. And none of them have been accepted. So that's starting to feel like a lot. Also, we were supposed to go to my mom's for the 4th of July. So we like get everything ready. Gabby's going to do another road trip. We're like, okay, this way she can now see that getting into the car doesn't necessarily mean that she has to stay there for 10 hours. It can be like 3 hours. And we're like literally all packed up, ready to go on the road. About to leave town, like get on the highway, and my mom calls and it's like, so I tested positive for COVID.
Oh, well, at least she took a test and didn't put you at risk,
right?
Because that really would have
the test when you were like halfway there on the road.
That would have really fucked with your housing.
Yeah, oh my god, yeah, that's
you're doing like virtual tours all the way.
Yeah, we did quite a few virtual tours before we got here, and I appreciate them, but it's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
You don't get the vibe of the house. You don't get, like, the juju.
Yeah. So she's doing okay, it sounds like. She's, so far, it sounds like, has mild symptoms, and it's just kind of, like, resting and hydrating and stuff. So hopefully it stays that way. I think my stepdad is still testing negative.
Which, oh, good for him.
Again, I've heard... Yeah, I know. I've heard many a story like that. Some of them on this very podcast, where like part of the household is positive and the other one is negative. It just never ceases to blow my mind. So hopefully it stays that way. But so far it does seem mild. So hopefully
good.
Hopefully she'll be feeling better soon, and then eventually I will be able to go see her. But so yeah, so we've turned around. And we're like, okay.
There's always next year.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's always an adventure. How about you, Amanda?
We stayed put. We had a daycare. One of the kids at daycare had a birthday party on Saturday.
Aww.
So that was pretty cool. they rented out the carousel in Prospect Park. Yeah, so it was, like, really fun. Eden was, like, not that into the carousel. But, I mean, to her defense, the driver was, like, going kind of fast. Like, even I was like, oh, man, I'm gonna get nauseous on a carousel. But other than that, we laid low. We went to the beach yesterday morning.
Nice.
Which was nice. Yeah, and then we all... took cover last night because the fireworks here were like really, really terrible, like really loud. And like, I'm going to go a little Karen for a minute.
Oh no.
But it was like really, really ridiculous. Like the cat was like hiding under things.
Yeah.
Like to the point where we walked into the bedroom, and because the way like our apartment is very like weirdly set up. So we were like getting it from right. all angles, like it was all down our street and I think streets on either side, and like I don't even want to know how much money worth of illegal fireworks were out in the neighborhood. Like it was constant fireworks from like before the sun even went down at like 6:30 till midnight. To the wow. It smelled like gunpowder in our bedroom.
Wow.
Like to the point where I was like, I see why people call the cops. I know you're not supposed to, and I'm not going to, but God, I really want to because I really want it to stop and I want to go to bed. Like constant for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's funny you say that about like the expensive illegal fireworks. Because, you know, my parents, the only thing they can focus on nowadays is inflation because, I mean, what else could you focus on? Guns? That's not a problem. So they were talking about, like, with the fireworks, they were like, can you imagine how much money? Because so we went to New York yesterday. I am home in Raleigh today. I will get to that story in just a moment. Hold on. I have a random zip tie in my pocket because I was replacing geocaches that I hid today. Okay, let me just throw that out. The last thing I need is to be in like a store and like have a zip tie or be at work and like wear this dress next week and have a zip tie fall out of my pocket. Yes, because yeah, I now only buy dresses with pockets. And they'd be like, what the fuck? And I'd be like, oh, it's just for my hobby where I zip tie things to trees. Yeah.
Best to just not have to explain.
Yeah, you know. But we go to the sod farms. They live next to a sod farm. And we go there. And there's if you think about like a square, and we're at like one edge of the square is the sod farms. And then to the direct right, so like 9 o'clock on a clock, is the middle school, and they in the field of the middle school they do fireworks. And then directly in front of us is they're like 2 miles from the beach from the Long Island Sound. So every community, as far as you can see along the beach, does fireworks. So there's at least 4 shows there. And then you go to the right, and the neighborhood that it's adjacent to, that's adjacent to my parents' neighborhood. Like 2 or 3 o'clock, they do fireworks like there. So we basically had just like a rainbow of shape of fireworks. It was really cool. But my parents were like, my dad was like, can you imagine like with inflation how expensive the fireworks are this year? Because they're expensive in general. And I was like, I guess so. But like, you know, people love their fireworks. They love their destructive fire, sign me up. Guns, sign me up.
Bad for pets. Right. Bad for babies.
They love their like, instant gratification.
Right in the water.
And destructive tendencies. But
don't
you
get
know.
Me wrong. I used to love a firework. But now, like, bubbles. Let's just set off bubbles.
No, I don't know. I still love fireworks. I'm not quite there to be like, ban all the fireworks. But maybe not in, like, you know, New York City. Like, keep them up.
God, can we ban something?
You guys just banned a... You guys just did some really awesome gun legislation, so... And abortion legislation, right?
Did we do abortion
legislation? I believe reproductive freedom was also... is on the docket to be, like, added to the New York State Constitution.
Oh, good. Thank you for letting me know this.
You're welcome.
It's very important information that I should have been aware of myself, but I am not.
I think. I will look it up while we're talking, but I believe so. And we can talk about in a second, like, the amazing quickly, how quickly it was like, don't mess with New York. You're going to come for us, Supreme Court. We're just going to ban everything in all the places, mm-hmm. except, you know, yep. you know, certain places that we can't ban. But yeah, good yeah. time.
Well, because it's like New York can't mess around. Like I did see, I think it was Gothamist post on their Instagram today, all these incidents recently, and probably a lot of them did have to do with fireworks, where people thought it was a gun or just, you know, like accidental or sort of misunderstanding of situations and stampedes starting because people think wow. there's some kind of mass shooting incident about to happen. And like it listed several different incidents. There was like one at the Barclay Center. Wow. There was like one on the subway down in the Village area, like just all, and it's just like, well, yeah, because it's like everyone is so on edge right now. Like it's, yeah. we cannot have guns in these kind of places because like people are just scared. Like yeah. just and the idea. Yeah. And for good reason.
There was a fucking shooting on the 4th.
There was actually two shootings on the 4th and at least one shooting that I read. Now I was driving all day yesterday, so I really only did what I could to catch up at night before I went to sleep because I was like dead tired. But there was a shooting in Philadelphia, and there was then the shooting in Highland Park,
I think, outside of suburb of Chicago.
Yes, it's 25 miles north of Chicago, which for you people that don't understand geography, that's not Chicago. That's like far away from Chicago. So please don't butt Chicago this. It was in a very wealthy area. From what I understand, it was not a very wealthy area, but it was
16 candles.
It was a wealthier area.
That's why it sounded familiar. Like yeah. I kept seeing the name pop up. I was like, why does this sound so familiar? Maybe because it just sounds like an affluent suburb of
From my understanding,
some American city.
My understanding is that it is an affluent suburb. So here's what's in the other things. Honestly, one of my biggest fears, and I know I share this fear with Dennis because we've talked about it before, is when I'm driving up to New York, like on 95 or one of those. One of my biggest fears is like getting snipered, like in my car, because that happened. Remember the DC snipers back in the day?
Yeah,
like 20 years ago.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
Maybe because I found it very traumatizing.
It's incredibly traumatizing.
I just shut it out of my brain so that I could get in a car again someday.
Literally every time I'm in that stretch of like Northern Virginia through like south of Baltimore, I think about like how terrifying it would be to be snipered at that moment. And I did yesterday. We were driving, my same old like anxious, intrusive thoughts. And then, you know, to get to my parents' house or to my grandma's house and start to kind of catch up on just what the alerts were on my phone and be like, oh, fuck, there was a sniper attack at a parade. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's super fucking awful. But also, like, I don't think it gets more American than that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. I shouldn't laugh. I don't mean to laugh out of anything other than nerves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know when it's enough. I don't think there's going to be enough. But here's what New York State...
If Sandy Hook wasn't enough, nothing's enough.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Columbine wasn't enough, nothing's enough.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what the New York State legislature passed. Outlawing all guns, including permitted, in subways and buses, houses of worship, schools and daycares, parks, businesses that serve alcohol, hospitals, sports and entertainment venues, government buildings, polling sites, and Times Square.
Yes, these are all places that, like, we shouldn't have to tell you you can't bring your gun to.
Right.
But here we are.
And granted, people are still going to. Like, I have worked in and around Times Square for a very long time. And the amount of times I could probably count at least 5 instances that come to mind immediately where things were shut down because of something nefarious, a gun, a truck that's parked in a weird spot. But, oh, God, we shouldn't have to tell you you cannot bring your gun these places.
I know. And you know how many people are probably outraged by the infringement on their freedoms?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Screw you, I say. My freedom to feel safe anywhere outside of my house.
What else is also... Oh, go ahead. No, you go, because I was just going to read the other things in the thing, and if you have a comment directly on that, then please, by all means.
Oh, I was just going to say that I don't know. Now I might be cutting up your thing.
Go ahead. Just do it. I'll roll with it.
Okay. We had a very, you're not in California moment anymore yesterday, actually, as we went to a Lidl. I don't actually know how you pronounce it in the U.S. The grocery store, the, German grocery store.
Aldi?
Lidl?
Lidl, the Lidl? German, I don't know how to pronounce it either. Lidl, right?
I don't even know.
Lidl. Lidl. I know it from France.
I know it's the one that looks like, cool. It's the one that looks like Aldi, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. So, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Cool. I don't, but let's keep going.
So it's a grocery store. So we went in the Lidl and we saw this motherfucker, walking from the sort of front door area back to his car, fully carrying packing heat, in a holster on his belt, like a fucking jackass. And we're wow, to ourselves, that it's really fucking scary to see somebody packing a gun. Mm-hmm. And his wife kept going into the store and he went back to his car, and Frank and I were like, oh, because first of all, we're like, wow, that's terrifying. And that as we're talking about this jackass, then Trump's like, oh, I bet it says no guns allowed. He went to put it back in his car to then go in. He had to do the walk of shame to take his fucking gun back to his car to then go grocery shopping, which again, why do you need a gun?
He's a good guy with a gun, Shandy. He's going to be that one good guy that stops the bad guy.
Sure.
Or now has I assume, loaded gun.
Gun in his car.
In a car that someone could break into and very easily take.
Totally. Oh my God. Just why you leave your house, you're okay, keys, wallet, fucking firearm. What? Anyway, that was a moment.
Yeah.
I don't leave my house with my wallet all the time anymore. Why do you also need to bring a gun?
Shandy,
I don't know. Yeah.
You're going to have to travel to Raleigh.
Such fear.
We're going to have to do some campaign events or something. Like a Sherry Beasley rally or something. I'll come to you. I know she's traveling the whole state if you really want. I can come to you.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
That's cool.
But she's ahead by 5 points or 10 points no, it's not 10. She's ahead by I think she's 44% to his 40. So we gotta, that's still a margin of error.
We gotta widen that gap.
Yeah, gotta get that up.
And somebody that knows her in person and follows her Instagram, she got a new hairdo for this campaign. So let's her hair and her dress, her outfits are totally changed. So isn't let's not can, make that can't for win? Nothing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's wearing nice, tailored dresses now with color. She was in a bright yellow one when before, she was always a navy blue, maroon red kind of girl.
I like it.
All I'm saying is I have noticed her, like I said, I follow her Instagram and Twitter, and I have noticed that she's clearly getting coached on how to speak less like a former Supreme Court justice of the state. She was the Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court until she lost to an absolute fucking crazy ass MAGA by 400 votes. So real close. She's very well liked and respected in the legal community. Anytime it comes up, I ask people how do you feel about Justice Beasley running? And they're all so excited. So anyway, I'm just saying, I have noticed that she is getting some coaching because the way that she speaks has changed a little bit. The way that she dresses has changed 180 and her hair is styled differently. So
I like it.
I'm here for
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you gotta walk that walk so you can get the person that can do the job properly if that's what it takes, then let's do it.
And she has promised to vote to abolish the filibuster, so let's get this done, people.
Let's Let's fucking do it.
Oh my word.
Anyway, the rest of the New York State laws before we move on. Guns will also be outlawed in all businesses and private property unless the gun owner expressly indicates they're allowed. See, not totally personal.
Should not have to tell you this, but whatever. Okay.
I mean, not really. Apparently we do.
So according to the Supreme Court, we do have to specify. So, okay, we will specify.
The legislation also requires applicants for the gun permits to undergo 15 hours of in-person training at a firing range, an in-person interview, and a review of social media accounts. Let's hope that this in-person interview is a lot more thorough than the pre-check interviews in which Jay and I famously parked in the short-term parking at the airport, were in and out in less than 15 minutes from both of our interviews that we didn't even have to pay for the parking.
Yes, pretty fast.
Yeah. Not kidding. Literally walked in. They were like, have you committed a crime? No. All right. Give us $80. That was pretty much it.
Took like half an hour.
They did a background check, though.
They did that before we came, I think. Or they did it upon us leaving.
You have to like, fill out stuff online, and then you show up for your appointment. So I think most of the work has been done by the time you get there. It's just like crossing.
It's like, do you solemnly swear you don't want to blow up a plane? Yes? Okay. anyway, yes, good times, go New York,
Did anybody listen to The Daily this morning?
I'm halfway through.
It made me feel a little better. I still don't feel great.
It didn't make me feel, now I only listened to the first half, which was all the negative stuff, so.
It ends on a positive note.
Some, but it kind of made me not feel super better.
It's sort of like. Those that do research in, gun stuff are like, well, this is fine. It's better than nothing. They're actually pretty excited that something got done and some of it is actually based in fact. So, like, what's going on in the world, like, let's just be excited about that.
Yeah.
We've started. We've left the gate, as it were, and we have some
first steps the hardest.
I like that they started the episode with, so before the January 6th hearings blew our minds last week, we were talking about gun control. Let's get back to this. It's kind of like Thomas Jefferson being like, can we get back to politics?
That guy. Everybody needs that guy.
Michael Barr was like a volunteer. I've had this gun interview lined up for like 2 weeks.
It's a gun interview that's not going to leave people terrified and depressed.
Entirely. Not entirely.
Amanda, the other thing with Roe v. Wade, New York legislators on Fridays from Politico on July 1st, approved a long-stalled proposal to enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution, making New York the latest state to pursue long-term protections in the wake of the Roe v. Wade reversal. So it looks like they passed a broad state equal rights amendment, which added explicit protections for access to abortion care on a 98-43 vote on Friday, July 1st. And the Senate had approved it 49-14. So it looks like it's approved and they just need to like solidify the dot the T's, cross the I's, sign the line.
Which is really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, I can't remember what podcast I was listening to. I think it was Throughline, but apparently once upon a time, New York actually had some of the strictest anti-abortion legislation. So the fact that in... the 50 years since Roe.
Yeah.
We have now come out.
Turn that ship around.
Yeah. It feels good, I think.
It is encouraging to think about. Because even when you think about, California is just like New York, like very diverse in terms of politics.
Right.
It's just, you go a little inland, things get a little weird. Real quick, but like California also historically was very conservative. They brought that ship around.
Yeah,
so exactly.
It means that the U.S. can bring the ship around.
I sure hope so. I feel like I'm not ready to completely give up hope.
Well, and Shandy, I don't know if you listened to Love It or Leave It this week. Yeah.
I did.
Okay,
just
so
earlier today, it was very inspiring.
It was, because honestly, he said that I listened to that this evening. I had to run to Target.
The kick in the pants I needed.
It was me too, because I had been feeling kind of down, and then when he was
perhaps I'll go back and listen.
Feeling like we were fucked.
Yeah. So he has this thing called the Rant Wheel, and him and his guests, everybody put suggestions on, and then whatever it lands on, the person that suggested it has to rant about why they put it on there. And one of the things that he had suggested was people who say we're fucked. And then he gave this long, impassioned speech about why you should never say we're fucked, because we're fucked isn't actually a thing. That just means we've given up. And, like, he listed off all the ways that we're not fucked because we have these avenues to still fight it and do things like, great, no, but, like, never say we're fucked and then just give up. And it was just really inspiring. Like, it's towards the very end of the show, like, within the last 20 minutes, I think. But, yeah, I listened to it, when I went to Target, and I was like, I needed this really bad.
Yeah.
I'll go back and listen.
Yeah.
I listen, like, I don't subscribe, but I do listen on occasion.
Yeah, like, if you like the title of something.
Still. Did you hear that? What? Still with the goddamn fireworks.
Oh.
I may go back to my rant about the fireworks for just, like, one more minute.
Go for it.
Like, it's bad for the environment, but it's doubly bad for the environment because these people did not clean up after themselves. Like, the whole walk to daycare was just littered with cardboard boxes that once held fireworks.
Oh, boo.
Red remnants of firework, like, all over the street. Like, all over the street. Like, I am surprised no cars got injured, no windows got broken. Like, it's a mess out there. It is an absolute mess. There was a freaking half-broken toilet with fireworks in it. That is real. I will share the picture.
Yeah, please do.
Real story.
Put it in the broadcast Instagram feed on Friday.
Guys.
Feels very Broad City.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that does.
Really. And they're still setting him off. The feral cats are, like, freaking out.
Dude, when I was editing last week, I lost my shit again about the feral cats. Like, to the point where I went over to the TV, made Jay pause what he was watching, and was like, dude, you need to hear this. Like, I played it through the speakers. I was like, and he was, because, you know, it starts out in just the background, right? And then all of a sudden they get to that point where they're like, rah!
Well, I'm like battle royale, yeah.
Right? Because at first he was just like, okay, yeah, I hear the cats, honey. And then, you know, it got to that part. He was like, oh my God. I was like, yup.
Yeah.
Never
a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. Speaking of never a dull moment, I drove to New York yesterday, and the whole plan was for me to. So we had a bunch of changing plans, right? Like, they were originally supposed to be, like, the middle of this week, and then my parents were gonna drive them back the middle of next week, and then I was like, that doesn't make sense, because then Zach, you know, he needs to have a week where he's at, like, camp or something, and at home, and then at one point he was supposed to do this reading camp. I don't know, so it was a whole big back and forth thing of what we were gonna do with them going to New York. They weren't. Finally, it was decided last, like, Wednesday that I was going to drive them up on Monday and fly back this morning. And my parents were, and I was going to leave my car there because my mom wanted to be able to drive all four of her grandkids around.
Oh, that was my big question mark in my head, was like, she drove there, but she flew back.
Yeah. So, so they're going to drive them home in the van on Friday and then fly back on Sunday morning. So anyway, we leave around what, 8 something yesterday, and we're having fun. We had a deal. We were gonna do iPad every other state except Maryland and Delaware. We're gonna be combined, so because it was North Carolina with no iPad, Virginia, which is 3 hours, they could go on their tablets, and then Maryland, they had to take a break, and then it was gonna be Delaware, and I was like, oh shit, they're gonna rebel after like 15 minutes of tablet time for 3 hours in New Jersey. So we pretended that Delaware was just Maryland plus, and then they got them in Jersey.
It kind of is.
And then once we got into New York, they had to relinquish them so they could start to kind of like detox from the tablet and not be cranky assholes to their family. It worked out very well, actually. But so anyway, we're all happy and singing along. I think we're singing to like American Pie or something. I don't even remember what we're singing to. And all of a sudden, like this truck, we just get onto Interstate 85, which is literally 20 minutes from the house. We get on, I think we're exit 178. We get to exit 179. A truck passes us, and like the car starts shaking. And I was like, man, boys, that truck has making some weird vibrations, isn't it? And the truck keeps going, and like this, the first then I thought, oh, we were listening to Beatles on Sirius or that station, and I thought, oh, maybe it's in the music, and then I was like, oh, that's not the music, and all this happens within like, you know, 5 or 6 seconds.
Yeah,
I'm like, that noise is my car. So thankfully it's, you know, 8:30 in the morning on, you know, 4th of July, so like nobody's on the road and I'm in the left lane, so I get all the way over the shoulder in the right and like pull over, and I'm like, let me see if the noise stops. Turn the radio off, noise, everything stops. Start the car again, pull up like 10 feet in the shoulder, and I was like, oh, yep, we've got a flat. So I get out, I see the flat, I'm like, fuck, we just got new tires in January, so all under warranty still.
Oh, well, that's good.
And nothing is open, including the place we got the tires from. So AAA comes, they put the donut on. You know, the guy recommends, he names like two places he knows that are kind of close. He doesn't know their names. He's like, they're on this road, though, which was because we were like the entrance ramp for exit 179. We were right before it. So, like, you know, cars coming on. And we could see the exit ramp for us to get off of 180, like in front of us. So he's like, if you go down this road, I think there's like one or two places. So I go on my phone. I call the first one. Nobody answers. I call the second one. Some guy answers. It's clearly his cell phone. He's like, try this place. So we try that place. Nobody answers. But he's like, I think they're open. So we drive over there because it's like 5 or 6 minutes. And they're closed. So I sat there in the parking lot of this closed tire shop, Googled tire stores on my map. We called like 14 or 15 of them. Finally, we found one that was open. I did not know that there were so many tire shops in my area, by the way. There's a lot. But found one in downtown Durham in like the middle of the city that was open. So we head over there. I ended up getting a used tire because that was all they had in stock. At first, he tried to tell me.
That's the thing you could do.
Yeah, it is. Because if a car is like in an accident and like, or is totaled for some reason, like engine dies and people like sell it for pieces, they'll strip the pieces and sell them to like the used car, like used parts places. Yeah. So anyway, first he was like, trying to tell me it was like $300 for this tire that had 80,000 miles on it. And I was just like, oh, God damn it. Like, it's so much money. So then Jay and I were like, well, do we wait until tomorrow and go back to the place that I got the tires from? Because it was just me and the kids, but like, I'm on the phone with Jay. And then we decide, and then it was like, oh, you know, my flight is tomorrow morning and it's going to cost the same amount between how much I paid for the flight and how much it's going to cost to cancel it or change fee. It's going to cost just the same amount of money probably at the end of the day. So might as well just get the stupid tire, continue with the plans. And then on next Monday, Jay's going to take it to the place we got it from because they have the donut and the flat tire because I ran over a nail. They're going to both. He's going to take the flat to the place. We're going to use. Hopefully, it'll be under warranty. He'll replace that. He'll like replace it, so I'll have four of the same tires on it.
Yeah.
Then the one that I bought, we're going to put where the spare was, so I can have a full size spare. So God forbid this ever happens again.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
I'll have a full size tire that, you know, will get me where I need to go.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's good.
But. It was funny because I was Insta-storying this, and everybody, like, people were calling me, like, thanks, JP. JP called us. My family was, like, calling. People were texting me, like, are you guys okay? You're going to get places? Like, but anyway, so I said to Jay last night, I was like, people were so nice to me today. They reached out to make sure everything was okay. And after I posted the story saying we got there safely, they were like, I'm glad you got there safely. And it was just so nice. And he was like, yeah, because your shit show energy is really good TV. What does that even mean? It was like, it's really a lot to live with, but it's probably really fun to watch from the outside. So now I've been wearing that like a badge of honor for the last 2 days. I've been like, or last, I guess, 24 hours. I'm like, yeah, I have shit show energy, and I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. All's well that ends well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It also means you would do excellent on Survivor. You would be a fan favorite.
Maybe. Maybe. Unless everybody else is like, you know what? We don't want to live this with this energy anymore. She's knocked over the bag of rice one too many times.
Well, the viewers for sure would love you.
Maybe. Yeah, that's right. Until I like tripped on the fire trying to like poop at 2 a.m. I mean, because that's a thing that would happen to me.
As long as you don't go on to become like a child pornographer or whatever.
Ugh.
Last person who fell into the fire
was arrested for looking at child porn online.
Cool.
Yeah.
Not a feel good story.
And he had like old man dad energy, so it was kind of like, oh, huh, that sucks.
He kind of Rudy Giuliani'd it.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
He went from being like a beloved,
yeah, he did,
like early Survivor character to being like one of the worst. You know,
he Rudy'd it. You are super right. He Rudy'd it.
Wow.
I'm not gonna get that out of my head. I'm gonna tell people that now. I'll credit it to you. My coworker and I talk about that all the time, like Rudy. We're like, all he had to do was go away and be a crazy drunk in private, and nobody would have known.
No, not good enough.
Not good enough. He had to do all the things.
Yep. My legacy.
I know. I was really tempted to ask my parents if they voted for his son for governor. I get that they never, I have never heard and overhearing any conversations, them even bring him up. So I'm going to guess that they were like, because I have literally never heard them even discuss him as like being a person that exists. So I don't know who the other Republicans running for governor are in the primary, but. Which you guys just had, right? No?
We did.
Did he win?
Which, that's why I went quiet, because I was like, were there results from the primary yet? That should be information I should know. Voting is important, but then also knowing who won the election is also kind of an important thing, part of my civic duty. So that was the internal dialogue I was having just now.
All right, well, let's look it up.
Yeah, let's look it up.
Who won the New York primaries? Oh, my God. Andrew Giuliani actually came in second for Republicans with 22.8% of the vote. Lee Zeldin, that's probably who my parents voted for because his first name was Lee, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, we've all taken a test and been like, I don't know the answer, let's just go with C. But this dude, it looks like he... He got 44% of the vote, and he got 76% of the vote on Long Island. So I, but good. You know what? It looks like Andrew Giuliani won Staten Island and Brooklyn. Yeah, holy shit!
Certain parts of South Brooklyn are very red.
Interesting,
because it's like old school, like
clearly
old school. Brooklynites are pretty, there's like shocking pockets that you wouldn't expect.
Let's see. Schumer was uncontested. I don't know why people don't run against him, to be honest. He sucks. He kind of sucks.
What was he running for?
Senate. Chuck Schumer.
Oh my God. Do you know what? You said Schumer, and I heard Bloomberg in my mind.
Oh!
That's why I did that. I know who Chuck Schumer is. Just state that very clearly.
You've seen him speak at multiple graduations the same time.
Yep. My brain was like, burp, 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 burp. Girl, that's the information. Nope. Nope.
Good times.
No, Bertie's bringing his no soda to the world.
Before we move on, speaking of shit show energy, I come by it quite honestly because when we had gotten back on the road, again, I told my parents we were back on the road. I called my grandma. Then my uncle was there. So he took the phone, was like, what do you want? And I was like, any IPA that's over 6%. If it's less than 6%, don't fucking bother. And he was like, got it. And then he took, like, candy orders for the kids. My aunt called my aunt, and she was like, what do they want? And then they were like, we want mini hot dogs. She was like, I will get you mini hot dogs. So, like, you know. We were expecting a big welcome. And as I'm crossing the Throgs Neck Bridge, I start getting texts from my uncle. And he's just like, he was like, when you get here, I'm going to give you money to go back out and get beer. The beer exploded and the candy melted. And that's, no, it's just, aww, the beer exploded and the candy melted. And that's all I see at first. And I was just like, I think he's messing with me. Like, he's trolling me because he saw my Instagram that we were in New York and he's messing with me. And then he's just starts, there's a whole string of JFC, 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 motherfucker, $25 down the drain. So, and then I finally, like, he's like, I'm really sorry, I'll give you money to go back out and get some when you get here. And I was like, dude, I have stopped to go to, I have had 5 pee breaks with these children. I am not stopping at all anymore. When I get where I'm going, I'm staying there. I don't care. Yes, we stopped 5 times to pee. Only one was in the bathroom. 4 times were on the side of the road, twice on the Jersey Turnpike. And I...
It's an appropriate thing to do on the Jersey Turnpike.
I know. And I they kept saying I was mean because I wouldn't let them drink water until we got out of North Carolina. And then I was like, take sips of your water and then hand the bottles back to me. We are not stopping to pee 100 times. Despite the fact that they each had
We're stopping 5 times.
Oh, 5 times. 5 times. And they peed so much. So much. Alex didn't have any water between the first pee on the turnpike and the second pee on the turnpike. And that kid, that second time, peed for like a good 30 seconds. I was like, what the fuck did you drink? I don't understand.
He's well hydrated.
So hydrated. Oh. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, essentially what happened was... He got the beer and the candy at like noon and then left it in his car. And it was like 95 degrees in New York yesterday. So he goes back out after he sees that we've crossed the bridge to get it from the car. And of course, this beer has exploded and the candy is just mush. I get there and the garbage can's like open in the middle of the driveway. And there's like, you know, rags hanging over it and like busted beer cans and like just... trash bags of chocolate.
Like, oh, man, his car's gonna smell like beer for a while.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough.
It's gonna be rough because, you know,
don't get pulled over.
Yeah, well, he's a cop. He's an ex. He's a retired cop. It doesn't matter. So anyway, that was that's my 4th of July adventure, and then I had 0 issues getting back home. Although I did wake up to a text message from Frontier and they were like, your flight is delayed to 9:02 a.m. And I was like, huh. So I look at my time and it's supposed to leave at 9:01. So I got an email that it was delayed by 1 minute.
You're trying to be communicative, you know? Flying is getting a really bad rap right now, so they're trying to like stay in front of it.
It was so weird though. I was just like, what? Like, did they send this from a different time zone that it's like 12:02 now? Like, I don't understand. So anyway.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Oh, dear. All right. Before we move on. Stranger Things. We were talking about Stranger Things season 4 next week on July 13th on the day after Amanda's birthday.
Why are these episodes so long? Do you know how much television that is to do between now and then? Why are they so long?
8 days, baby. You got this. We're going to finish early tonight. You're going to be able to watch like one more.
Not when they're an hour and a half.
They do get
a movie every night.
It is like
they're
a movie every night.
Good, but holy crap!
Honestly, I don't think that I would have watched them all as quickly as I did if I didn't have, you know, COVID.
That's what I'm saying. And like, that's also why I was like, I had it in my head that this is the last season. So I'm like, okay, I can forgive them these like mega episodes because it's the last season. Like, they're doing whatever they want. YOLO, they're going out with a bang. We got one more season?
Yeah.
It's like every, there's going to be like 10 3-hour episodes each. I'm like, what? It's too long. But that being said, I will try very hard. I will try very hard.
Okay. You got this. I know you do.
Well, I'm also going away this weekend. And the weekends are when it's easier to watch. So factoring in that I'm losing at least Saturday.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
I just, like, why can't one be just sub hour?
If we have to push it to Thursday, we can do that too.
Yeah.
If it needs
I'll keep you abreast of my my progress. But
let us know. That is totally fine.
Because then it's like you can't like watch it and then go right to bed because that's gonna like mess with your dreams. You gotta like have a little buffer time.
Oh, dude, it's so epic though. I can't even.
Like, I can't even tell you what my dreams were like last night between like all the Stranger Things and the fireworks until midnight. And,
oh boy, doesn't sound like a good time.
I'm not sure if I actually slept last night. The dreams were that weird. They were that weird. It was hard to tell when what was sleeping and what wasn't sleeping.
Oy.
It's unclear.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Well, we will finish up early so we can all get a good night's sleep. Stranger Things, we're shooting for July 13th. If we have to do the 14th, we can totally do that too. God willing. Not to humble brag, but right after we finished the finale of 4, I was like, fuck, I need to rewatch this whole series. So I've rewatched the whole first season, and I have one episode left of season 2, and I have a massive project to do at work this week as a part of something that we're doing for Discovery, and it involves, like, spreadsheets, so I fully plan on doing what I did today, which is I had half the screen was Stranger Things, half the screen was the spreadsheet, and then on the little laptop was the information that I need to, like, copy and paste into it. So
how does your brain not explode? That's too much.
Sometimes I do need to pause the TV, or if I'm listening to anything on my podcast or something, I need to pause it. Because there are some times when I need to understand what I'm reading, because I've got to, like, highlight something to, like, you know. And that's when I do need to pause it, because I need to make sure I do it right. But yeah, like at one point, like people kept walking by me and I was like, don't mind me. I'm just doing work and watching Stranger Things. And they were like, all right, weirdo. We didn't care. We're all grown ups. But anyway, before we go, before we do feedback, do we want to do a quiz? I just texted you guys too.
Yes. Oh, really love both of them.
So they're all really quick. They're all like 4 questions each. So, okay, we can start with the first one I sent. The first one is, it's time to find out which 2000s song is your life anthem. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
And it's basically you pick food and other things.
My favorite.
Okay. What did you have for breakfast? Eggs, avocado toast, cereal, or waffles?
Eggs. Always eggs.
See,
Is this the weekend or...
Whatever you want, you pick.
Because it's every day. Always eggs.
I know. I eat the egg whites every day. But I do sometimes do avocado toast. Jay makes awesome avocado toast. But I will go with eggs as well.
That's the nice thing about working from home. Eggs every morning. I got that kind of time.
That is good. I gotta do lunch stuff the night before. Otherwise, if I do it in the morning, I'm late.
Yeah, no, I do that.
Shady Pants, what are you going with?
I'm gonna go with cereal.
All right.
It's been lately.
Out of the ones listed, what are your favorite apps? What's your favorite app? Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok?
Insta.
Yeah, I gotta go with Insta too.
We're good elder millennials.
Pick a color. Blue, red, orange, black, or yellow? I'm going with yellow. I don't think there's any surprise there.
Yeah. I feel very drawn to red-orange because it's, like, I feel like it's the embodiment of me where it didn't quite pick a color, so it decided to be two colors as one.
Go for it.
So I feel like that speaks to me.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the red-orange, too, just...
Alrighty.
Because they're weird choices. It's weird choices.
I love that. What's your favorite essential oil? Cinnamon, bergamot, lavender, or eucalyptus? I am going to go with eucalyptus because I actually do kind of like the smell of eucalyptus.
I like eucalyptus.
Love the smell of eucalyptus, yeah.
I'm going to go with lavender, though, because that's we do it's use that. We have diffusers and...
You can't go wrong with lavender.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it's
very
a good nice. One.
What's your favorite card game? Solitaire, poker, blackjack, or go fish? Solitaire.
Only because it's the only one I really know how to play.
Seriously. Alright, what'd you guys get?
I got lose my breath.
Me too!
Lose my breath by Destiny's Child.
Can you keep up? Baby boy, I'm gonna lose my breath. Make some noise when I lose my breath. Baby boy, I'm gonna lose my breath. Ha! What'd you get, Shani?
Fergalicious by Fergie.
Yes!
Definition, make the voice buzz. That's all I know of it, actually. Oh, I sometimes, like, hold the baby sideways, and I, like, curl her, and I'm like, up in the gym, just working on my fitness. Best lyric of a song ever.
Guys, the Fergie times were a time, weren't they? Like, that's not even a time that we're ever going to go back to, and I'm okay with that. Yeah. When I did this,
I think I missed out on that time. What years? Which years were that time?
That was the time I think you were. It was like
I have no memory of this.
2004, 2005, 2006 ish era.
Yeah,
it was the okay. France
the
early, years. I missed
the
it.
Early. Aughts,
don't know who this yes. person is. Yeah.
When I took from like
I don't even recognize these. This person.
When I
come okay. every time you come
like,
to my London,
like,
London,
did she
like London, London?
Yeah. Fergalicious.
And I really liked her after she peed her pants on stage.
She was committed.
She was super
committed cool. to the performance.
Like really yeah. gave it her own. When I did this the first time, I got The Scientist by Coldplay.
Mm. That's a different vibe. That's a very different vibe.
Super different vibe, but definitely listen to that one a lot. Mm. Do you want to do one more? We have the.
Let's do the Stranger Thing one.
All right, let's do the Stranger Things because the Soulmate's first initial was kind of dumb, to be honest.
Yeah.
Fun,
I feel like
but
that
dumb.
One doesn't speak to me in the same way the first two. I didn't get the like rush of giddy delight.
Okay, so this is in preparation of our Stranger Things episode next week. It's time to find out which Stranger Things character you're most compatible with. Choose a place for a date: the Star Court Mall, Benny's Burgers, Palace Arcade, or Hawkins Woods.
Oh dear.
I'm going with the arcade.
Yeah, I feel like nothing good happened in any of these places.
No.
Right.
Definitely not the woods, because not looking to die today. Yeah, I guess I'll go with the arcade.
I'll go with the arcade.
Who is your best friend? Robin Buckley, Chrissy Cunningham, Max Mayfield, or Nancy Wheeler? Robin.
Max.
Yeah, I sort of love Robin.
Oh, Robin. Yeah, Robin's great.
Dude, there's this meme going around, and it's... The quote, the text is Nancy Wheeler in every season of Stranger Things. And it's her, like, a compilation of every time she, like, you know, rummaged and got, like, a gun out or a weapon out. It's actually really funny.
Oh, I need to find this.
I'll find it. I think I sent it to Jay. I'll search through my text and send it when you're done. Because I think, I don't want to spoil you for this season.
Oh, so there's like, okay.
Spoiler alert.
That's the thing. I'm also trying very hard not to be spoiled. Mm. I feel like Stranger Things audience is pretty respectful, but it is, yes, it is hard to be behind on like a buzzy show.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Okay, all next right. one.
I'm going to go with Max.
Okay. Choose an 80s movie. Beetlejuice, Heathers, Footloose, or No Movies, Just Sleep?
Oh, that's tough.
This
that's
is really tough.
I'll go with Beetlejuice.
I got to go with Beetlejuice too.
I'm going to go with Heathers to be the contrarian.
Love that. Favorite 80s song from Stranger Things? Every Breath You Take, You Spin Me Round Like a Record by Dead or Alive, Moving in Stereo by The Clash, or Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush?
Oh, I get now why everyone's into Kate Bush.
Oh, did you see that episode?
Yes.
Well, oh my God, isn't it
intense? The first time you hear the song in the series, you know, I sort of knew, like, that was the one thing, like, you
everybody
knew,
yeah, that's
this
like
song is going to be important because people are talking about Kate Bush again so much that she came out of hiding to, like, address it. And I was like, so once you got to that scene, I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. This is where Kate Bush is going to be a thing, huh? And then it was. And it was pretty epic.
It's pretty epic. I mean, you're just epic. You're watching it and you are out of breath. You're like, oh, my God.
It's a great song. And it's a great song that was well used.
Well
used. And that's like, that's always, I geek out about that. That's always my favorite thing about, like.
Yeah.
And I should, this is good stuff. So I'm going to save it for when we talk about Stranger Things.
Yes, because they do, even upon rewatch, they're like the person they hire to do their music is amazing. they really know how to do music.
Also, they just have such budget.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So much money to make their 57-minute-and-a-half long episodes.
I'm going to go with Every Breath You Take by The Police just to be contrarian. A hobby to practice in Hawkins, playing Dungeons & Dragons, eating something else, or skating. I'm going to go with D&D. I'd play D&D. Nah, yeah, I'd play D&D while I was there.
I kind of love that, like, eating is an option. I'm not quite sure why it is, but I'm... I want to go
with eating. I'm in fact going to go with eating.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to see where that leads.
Okay. What character style do you like the most? Nancy, Max's, Lucas's, or all of the above? Nancy has some terrible style.
So bad.
So
and, like,
bad.
All of a sudden, like, the first season, she was, like, cool 80s, and then all of a sudden they made her very, like...
Librarian 80s?
Librarian,
like, no offense, like, to librarians out there, but you know what I mean, like...
Yeah. Also, I thought she had already graduated.
Yeah,
I was very confused why she was still in high school. I'm still pretty confused by it.
I also...
I'm positive she had graduated last season.
I thought she was a year behind Steve, and I thought Steve had graduated last... Like, last year he was a freshman. He was a freshman. Or, you know, had graduated college, so... I was also very confused about that.
No, what? I'm so confused now. Okay.
As I know for a fact that Steve is older than her because they have a conversation in the first season about how he's talking about how he's not going to get into college because she's helping him write, like, his college essay. And he's like, it's not so bad if I don't get in. I'm just going to end up doing what my dad does now. And then at least I get to stay here and stick around for your senior year, which is why I always assumed that she was a year younger than him.
Right. So now you're saying they're 2 years apart.
Apparently.
Oh, gosh. 2 years, a pandemic. It's hard to keep these things straight.
It is. It truly is. I'll let you know. Yeah. I'll let you know next season. In season 3.
Right. Okay. Character style.
I'm going to go with Max.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Max.
I'm going to go with all the above, because why not? YOLO.
Yeah.
Okay.
Finally, choose a Stranger Things parent. Jim, Joyce, Karen, or Papa? I'm going to go with Joyce, because is there a chance? Is there a choice that's not Joyce?
I mean, I love Winona Ryder. She plays, like, just left of sane better than anybody else.
I think that's just Winona Ryder.
Yeah, like, her universe is just, like, adjacent to everyone else's.
Remember that, was it the Golden Globes or the Emmys where they won and she got up there and just rambled incoherently?
Because she was so excited.
And she was making faces. I mean, she was very clearly inebriated in some sort, in some fashion. And it was like, you go, Winona. And everybody is, like, trying to, like, you know, like, very lovingly, like, keep her, like, you know.
Like, oh, Mom.
Keep it together. I love that. There's also a video clip going around. She had said, she was doing an interview with David Harbour. And she's like, well, you know, in the 80s, I wasn't conventionally beautiful back then. And he just looks at her like, girl, you crazy. Okay, who'd you guys get?
I got Billy.
So did I, and I'm not very excited about that.
I got Steve. I love this quiz.
That's nice. Yeah. Steve's the best.
I think it's because I picked Robin as my friend. I don't know.
I picked Robin.
I don't know.
It's because I picked eating.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We have feedback, and then we will get out of here. All right, we are back. We're ready to get into some feedback. The first bit of feedback is actually from Fallon. And Fallon shares that What We Do in the Shadows is going to be at San Diego Comic-Con this year. Yay!
That's cool.
I will have to see when their panel is and go to there.
Please do. Report back. Yes. Not that you weren't going to report back about Comic-Con. You always do. But, I always do. That one specifically, please.
Yes, I will. I will do my best. The Jane Jack panel, for anybody out there listening, is Thursday the 21st in the library from 12 to 1 p.m. So we hope to see you there. Also, as Amanda reminded us earlier, What We Do in the Shadows comes back on July 12th.
Yes, I'm so excited. The birthday. It's going to be the best birthday ever.
Oh, I know.
A January 6th hearing, What We Do in the Shadows. Like, really, I'm just blessed.
I got to catch up on What We Do in the Shadows. I got to finish.
It's good. Last season, like, leaves on a shockingly enjoyable cliffhanger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. Maybe I'll watch that. No, I'm going to watch Stranger Things tomorrow, but I will watch that when I'm done.
It's fair.
Yeah. We also have a new Match What She Said.
We don't have to do them all in the summer.
Now, this week, the count is up to 4.
You're getting in there and you're doing the thing.
I hope you can finish it.
You had to work hard for that one.
I got it up, guys. I'm ready to go.
She knew I was watching them.
I had them on the big screen.
I'm so pumped up from this.
I have a certificate in that.
She said.
This is one of my favorite things that I've done it 3 times.
I don't have any repeats.
What were the big ones?
That is a position I support.
I like that. Bunch. That was really funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Matt. Those are we're so funny, guys.
We have our moments.
We sure do.
We sure do.
Next up, we have an email from Brian, the non-DP specialist.
So Brian writes in, are they coming for our dong sarongs next? Hello, Amanda, Colleen, and Shandy. It's been too long since I last wrote you. Times have been dark, and I like being light and fun with you all, hence the silence. Work being a son of a bitch hasn't helped either. Well, when I say light and fun, I hope you're having fun. No way you're faking all those laughs, right? Right? Shit.
I also love the big space between the second right and shit. Yep. Built-in pause. I love it.
Anyway, light and fun is tough to come by when we're all getting kicked in the proverbial nuts repeatedly with an iron boot. An iron boot that has a razor blade on the end of it like in Roadhouse. Ooh. But before we get to the heavy stuff, a couple of bits of feedback about your last broadcast. Note that I had more comments, but many brain cells died at a whiskey tasting Saturday afternoon, and I can't remember some of the responses I thought of when I listened to it Saturday morning. 1. A PCA you did not ask for. I'm not a physician, nor do I play one on TV, and I didn't stay in a Hollywood Inn Express last night. But current guidance is to not treat wounds with hydrogen peroxide. It does do a number on pathogens. We use vaporized hydrogen peroxide to decontaminate our high containment labs, but it also damages healthy tissue. Therefore, when you use it to clean a wound, you are actually slowing down the healing process. Soap and water and an ointment with an antimicrobial should do the trick.
Hmm.
2. I like the walkie-talkie game. Oh, Brian might not know, because he's a newer listener, that in French, walkie-talkie is talkie-walkie.
I had forgotten that.
It's my favorite walkie-talkie fact. So Brian says, 2. I like the walkie-talkie game. I may have exclaimed birdie wordy on my walk Saturday as I passed by an old man who suddenly started walking a bit faster while looking over his shoulders.
Also been there. Oh, I'm sorry. The whiskey tasting, brain cells dying. I said been there in my head. I didn't say it out loud. So now saying also been there doesn't really make much sense.
We got it.
There you go.
All right. Number 3. But I, at least I didn't yell out Dong Sarong in the presence of any passing strangers when condom was the topic.
Dong Sarong's a good one.
That is a good one.
It's a good, like it's it. A good one. Number four, I'm stoked that I'll actually be able to contribute to a movie/show topic in real time when you cover Stranger Things season 4. It was mostly creepy fun and intense and emotional, but I'll save my thoughts for the discussion.
Nice.
Now to the heavy stuff, though I really don't know where to start. I'm disillusioned with our country. I had no desire to celebrate Independence Day when so many rights are being taken away and or are now being threatened. Full disclosure, I did still grill yesterday, as I am not a savage. I can't wrap my mind around the realization that a corpse or a firearm is all, in all likelihood, have more rights and protections than my wife and daughters, and all women, of course. What are they coming for next? Sure looks like gay and mixed marriage and further restrictions on reproductive health are now in play.
Mixed marriage will not be in play as long as Clarence Thomas has a say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. That's like the one thing.
But yeah. Once the devil finally comes for Uncle Clarence, then that's it.
That's it.
Yep. Anyway, it is already difficult to realize that my daughter moves out to start college next month, but these decisions of the Supreme Court and not just turning over Roe have amplified all my worries. I think we've prepared her for the world as best we can, and she's smart, strong, independent, and tough, but it's a fucking screwed up place we live in now. When she goes out, I tell her to have situational awareness and to always be a hard target, but hey, have fun. I hate that we live in a society where you always have to be that way, especially if you are a female or person of color. I'm lucky enough that I have some counter threat training due to my work abroad, and I teach her what I can, and she's taken some self-defense classes, but still, there's so much out of our and her control. In some ways, it has always been that way to some extent, but it sure seems more vivid now. How do we fight all of this backwards thinking and regression? I'm not sure, but we have to fight. What I don't see is leadership stepping up to, well, lead. I didn't see any real leadership after George Floyd's murder either. There don't seem to be leaders like there were during the civil rights movement. I don't know, perhaps the proliferation of social media, a million 24/7 news cycles, the need to always look for imperfections in anyone with vision and leadership potential in order to destroy them, and the fact that the people heard are those screaming weird shit the loudest, makes it difficult for a true leader to emerge or any potentially good leaders get drowned out by the noise. The fact that there are essentially two disparate realities being lived by the U.S. population isn't helping either. Anywho, that's some serious rambling. 25 more pages and I'd have a nonsensical manifesto and a license to grow a bushy beard, be an eccentric reckless, and live in the backwoods. Thanks for the vent session. First couple of rounds are on me in Raleigh next year, assuming I haven't gone feral and moved to the backwoods after stealing Mike's truck or something. For the love of all that is good and pure, come up with something fun to make us laugh after this. How about some more Welcome to Pound Town jokes or some broadcast theater? No pressure. Well, we did take a quiz on which Stranger Things character is our partner.
We did do that.
We did. That was a thing that happened like 10 minutes ago.
Yep.
I got Steve. You guys got Billy. I win. Sorry. That was such an asshole thing to say.
Take your lap, girl. Take your lap.
Yep. Sorry.
Yep.
I got season one, Steve.
I would take any
season. I would take season one, Steve, too. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Take any of them.
Yeah. Let's be real.
The best.
Yeah.
I also have not finished season 4. Okay. Don't ruin it for me. If something bad happens to Steve, I'm not going to be okay about it.
Did you see that there... Well, you didn't. You're avoiding spoilers. But on Thursday night before the finale premiered, somebody rented a... you know, the planes that fly the banners?
Yeah.
And it said something like, nothing better happened to Steve, or make Steve safe, or something like that. It was really funny. I don't think that's... We were all rallying around Steve.
To be fair, though, I feel like it would be very, like, against the, like, ethos of the show for anything bad to happen to like our core cast of heroes. That's just how I feel. Only 4 episodes in.
I'm trying to not react in any way.
Yes.
To either confirm nor deny that.
Will not confirm or deny that either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, Brian closes. Okay, deep breath. Keep on doing what you do, ladies. You rock. Brian, TNDPS. The non-DP specialist.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Brian. And we are serious with a side of fun. Silly with a side of serious.
Right. Although, now, who knows?
Right, we did have that whole like 2020 season where, what was that, season 5? Where we were like serious with a side of silly. Mm. Right. Those were some times. Right.
It was serious times. Yeah.
Fucking times.
Still serious and so times. Are these. Yeah. So, yeah. Thanks for your serious email. It's not all fun and games, but we will continue to take the BuzzFeed quizzes, so...
Yep,
there you go.
And Mike Strzok.
Just like wrapping it out.
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt, I just gave you a freebie. Like, there you go.
I know. I was like, for dong sarong-ing it.
Yeah.
We're dong sarong-ing
it. Just for like encapsulating like how I feel about things,
you know,
much more eloquent than I could. Like,
exactly.
I think we don't need to discuss all that stuff now because Brian did it for us.
Yeah,
now we can move on to talk about something funny.
Exactly. And Brian, as long as you're not Rudying it, I mean, really, it's fine.
Please don't do it to me. I can't handle that
shit show energy.
Not rooting.
Oh my god! I just realized I have the same energy as Rudy Giuliani.
No, why would you say that?
I guess there's different levels of shit show. There's shit show where you're like farting in court and leading an insurrection and just dripping spray hair down your face.
Yeah, why would you even compare yourself to that?
What would that be?
Don't talk about my friend like that. I don't like it. You, Rudy, is not my friend. You're
talking about you. Stop it. You're making me cough choke laugh.
Anyway. Shall we continue?
Yes, let's do that. As far as leaders, I don't know. I feel like there are leaders that are stepping up, but unfortunately they don't get such a loud... There's not a loud plat... No, there's platforms, but there's so many people that, like, it's really tough to find, like, that one person to, like, rally around behind, like, you know, you had with the civil rights movement, like John Lewis or MLK or, yeah, you know, various other people. It is kind of tough nowadays because who do we have? And Chris Murphy is one to look for when it comes to gun rights. I mean, Beto also with guns is out there, you know, like.
Yeah, Beto's been doing some good work lately.
Fighting the good fight.
AOC has been out there.
Yeah, out there for reproductive health care. Like, people are out there, but unfortunately so many people have platforms now. And like he said, it's like we're all sharks, just...
Yeah.
So, like, angry little sharks, just, like, out for blood when anything happens. Also, fuck all the people, including you, Bette Midler, who are, like, trying to make this into, like, a women's right and, like, erasing trans and non-binary people, like... Guys, there's room for everyone.
Why can't we not have nice things?
There's room for everyone. But at least she's like, I hope that Bette Midler is more of the I learn from my mistakes kind of person versus the J.K. Rowling kind of person.
Right.
Well, also, but that's also very surprising, like, given the trajectory of Bette Midler's career and how her career began.
I think that her tweet was just very poorly worded and it didn't come from a place of, like, turfism.
Nuance? Okay. That it was just like grandma has a Twitter account, not like...
It kind of felt like that to me, like, because she's kind of getting to grandma has a Twitter account territory, because sometimes she does say things and I'm like, we might be approaching take the phone away when she tweets on the toilet, like, territory. Because I don't doubt...
This confangled thing work.
Right? Like, I don't think that her heart's in the wrong place.
Okay, good.
From other things that she says, but I do think that you know, somebody needs to, like, you know, sit her down and be like, grandma, listen.
Yeah, we need to have a talk.
Anyway, yes, be the leader. If you're listening to this and you want to be a leader, go be a leader. Thank you for that email, Brian. We hope that you email us next week for Stranger Things. And if you do send something before Amanda is finished, we will tell her not to read it. Actually, Amanda, don't check the email at all until you're done with Stranger Things.
Got it.
Okay, cool. All right, let's finish up with an Andy update. And yeah.
All right. I'm going to read our Andy update this week. And he says, "Hey, broads. So obviously things are still descending into a hellscape where only the worst people seem to be thriving, which is making it really tough for me to think of an update."
Hey, Andy, spoiler alert. It's always been like that.
It's true. It has always been like that for large swaths of the population. It's just there's more of us swimming in the shit pool now.
Yes, exactly. Thanks, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. Or, you know.
Anyway, yeah, sorry.
Go all the way back. Thomas Jefferson, like, let's pick one.
All right. I will be quiet and not say a thing until you have finished reading now.
Okay. "We all know I've been doing my part to prevent unwanted pregnancies. And while I'm in a state where abortion is still legal for now, I'm not in the mood for dating right now. It should also go without saying that there are a lot worse things that are coming from this. I'm just struggling to figure out a way to keep this going. And again, it's small potatoes compared to everything else. Almost makes me wish I had another inept coworker to complain about." No, you don't. Take that back. "That guy was a gold mine of incompetence." Oh, I feel like you could apply that line to so many things nowadays. But I digress. "Well, hopefully we're all doing the best we can to get through this never-ending nightmare and figure out ways we can help support those who really need it. Hashtag I'm with hers right to choose, Andy."
I like that. Hashtag I'm with her right to choose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh. Is this maybe a...
No, we are not... Seven? Yeah, season 7. No, we are not asking Jacob to give us artwork when instead of carrying a wine glass, he has a coat hanger. We're just not doing that. I'm just kidding. That was a terrible joke. I might edit it out. I might not. Depends. We still need to tell Jacob what we want to do for our new artwork.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And like, I was hoping a good idea would just like fall out of the sky.
I was too.
No, there's only fireworks up there, apparently. Fireworks and feral cats.
Maybe we'll just ask for a cat and fireworks. That's it.
Just like her brain exploding just from all the nonsense that's going on in the world right now.
Instead of a mask, maybe we could just have the RBG collar around the woman with the wine glass.
Oh.
I don't know how that would come out in the monotone.
Yeah.
Dual tone, whatever it's called.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe instead of the wine glass, we have a gavel.
Then that makes it seem like we're a legal podcast.
That's very true. Yeah, I don't know. We'll workshop it. All right.
Yeah.
On that note, everybody, thank you for your email, Andy. As always, it is great to hear from you. You know who else is a gold mine of incompetence? Rudy Giuliani. Okay, I'm done now for real. I couldn't help it. I had that thought while you were reading it, and then I was like, no, Colleen, don't interrupt her. But I just had to say
it.
No,
that was good. I liked it.
All right. On that note, everybody, thanks for listening. We appreciate it every week, as always. We hope that to those living in the United States, whether or not you celebrated the 4th of July, we hope that you still had a nice long weekend. Happy day off work for people who are lucky enough to be off work day. Thank you to the tire shop that I got my tire from yesterday for not for being open. Thank you for exploiting your workers. I really appreciate it. I hope that used tire was $250 because you were paying time and a half to someone. But anyway, thanks for listening as always. If you have any feedback, we love feedback. Thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or give us a call 331-276-2373. Desiree, we haven't heard from you and Astrid in a really long time.
Yes, please. Send us a voice message, yeah. Please.
Yes, please. Yeah. I like those. They load easily, sort of. Again, we are doing Stranger Things next week. We are aiming for the 13th, maybe the 14th. We'll let you know. In what did I say that was? August 2nd, we're going to be talking about the movie and the book of Where the Crawdad Sings. So make sure... you read the book and see the movie before then. I believe the movie comes out on, what was it, July 15th was the date, if I remember correctly. I think it's then, because I believe I remember saying, maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. I might be full of shit.
Googling it now. Release date, July
13th. Okay, I knew it was that weekend. Okay, so that comes out July 13th, and then the book
is already out.
It's already
buy
out.
It at, you know, rent at the library or buy it at your local independent bookseller.
There you go.
I know. I had a copy and it's in a box somewhere.
Oh no!
I did that. Not enough foresight on that.
If I read mine quickly, maybe I will drive it to you.
Oh, I mean, if not, nice. I was planning on just like buying a copy. That copy I got for free at one of those little, like.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Little free libraries.
Little free libraries, which, yeah.
Which are, that drives me crazy because it's not a little free library. Like, that's a redundancy. Libraries are by definition free. That's a little free bookstore.
Right.
But,
yeah. Well, the idea behind that is you're supposed to return it or put a different book in its place.
Yeah. Or something else, but you don't have to.
Right. So it should be a really, right. like, a little free it's book just, swap.
It could be a little library. That would be fun. It's just, it's redundant to say free library because that sort of like gives you the impression that other libraries aren't free.
Well,
like,
I mean,
the whole cool thing about libraries is they're free.
Yeah, but I feel like some people just like they need the incentive of the word free.
That's what I'm saying, little free bookstore.
Well, yeah. We have an awesome Doesn't little free library in our neighborhood.
We have several. It's pretty nice.
It is pretty cool. There's
a lot of duplicate baby books we have received.
Nice. Yeah,
it makes me feel good, hoping that like some other baby will enjoy it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Whenever
I for free at the little free bookstore.
Yeah, at the little free book swap.
I'm gonna try and make it to catch up.
Yeah, there's one in the house, like behind us. There's one over there, and then we have the one in our neighborhood too, which is it's fun. Whenever I clear out books from the bookshelves that the kids aren't gonna read anymore, I break them up between donating them to the daycare and donating them to the little free book swap bookstore.
Do you guys have tiny purple pantries in your area?
Yes.
Speaking of, you know, free things.
I don't know if it's purple pantries. I've seen one purple pantry downtown, but we have several around, and it's some pantry. I don't remember what it's called, like neighborhood pantry or something like that, where you're supposed to donate non-perishables to it, or you gave it to the organization that has it out front, and like they put it out.
Yeah, yeah. Ours, they're just like, they're purple boxes that people have in front of their houses in the neighborhood, and you can just put groceries in it. And people can just, you know, if you're walking by and you need food, it's just there for the taking.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Everybody donate to your free whatever that we're talking.
Yeah. Get it. Anyway. Where the Crawdad Sings. Get it. Read it. Watch it. Then maybe share it. Share the book with someone else.
Yeah, guys, we're going to talk about Stranger Things with the same enthusiasm that we talked about Yellow Jackets. So meet us there, guys. Meet us there. I'm just saying. That note, thanks to the patrons, especially the ones that contribute a certain level, and that we Eckhart Rickner, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Planet, Ed the Creepy Poopy Head Mailman. Thank you guys so much. If you'd like to become a patron, you go to patreon.com/JayandJack. As always, we will see you next week. I don't think I have any other announcements. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
And everybody send good housing juju to Shandy.
Yes.